Hello, Lisa and Pete here with the catch up.
We talked mum guilt today with the hosts of a new podcast called Bad Mums in the lead up to Mother's Day. This particular mum, she feels guilty for just about everything.
Peter's on a quest to break the internet with retweets to win free Nando's for a year. I'm sure you've heard about it. Well, their national PR manager reckons he has a chance. Go retweet now while you listen to this.
Yeah, at Pete Corelli. Do it for God Christ. And Dennis Cometti joined us with his expert tips around it.
Lisa and Pete, they're like family. Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Purslow and Chipper Funerals. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
First time I'll be celebrating Mother's Day with my wife actually being a mum this year.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah,
you've had a Father's
old.
Day.
I've had a Father's Day.
Yeah.
So that'll be the first one for me. And look, there's a...
Probably you should say it will be the first one for Liz. Yeah, but also, you vicariously will be there. It will be a little bit about you, but I think this time it's more about Liz. But
yeah,
enough.
Well said. Thanks for the reminder.
I'll need it.
Well, look, we came across an article today at watoday.com.au. And it says, Dear Schools, your Mother's Day events don't do us a favour.
It's one of these little pieces that I at first thought was maybe one of those mummy blogger type. I didn't mean to say it like that, but someone who blogs about their mummy experiences.
Yeah.
But I think it's actually someone who does work at the WA Today. But
staff writers. So,
but that's not really the point. She's having a big song and dance about schools making her feel guilty because they're having a little Mother's Day thing at the school when she's at work and can't go.
Yeah.
And she talks about being filled with rage. And not being able to drop off the radar amid the millions of things I have to do and remember as a working mum of two. She said the event is touted as a very special day for your child that we should all try to attend or send a significant other. And she talks about disappointed children whose parents couldn't come sobbing through the hallways. Basically, she's just being a big old Debbie Downer.
Look, it's rough.
With a womb.
Right. And at the end of the day, I think the thing about this is that the mum guilt thing is something that I've seen a little bit, obviously, with my wife, Liz. And it's a lot of stuff like this where I kind of go, you as a mother should not have to feel guilty about this sort of stuff.
No. You know? And this is not something to feel guilty about. She's just making a big issue about herself, really. It's, the schools aren't doing this to make her feel guilty or to make her feel bad.
No, they're not.
You can't be at every event.
But mothers do feel guilt about silly things like this. And
yeah.
Look, for more on this, we're joined by Brooke, who's a local Perth mum, who also does a podcast called Bad Mums. Hi, Brooke.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you going?
Hello, Brooke. We probably should, premise that Bad Mums thing. It is a podcast. It's a bit of fun. It's not a how-to guide. We've known each other for years, and you wanted kids, and then suddenly two in a go,
yeah, pretty much twins, but different timing, basically.
But both little and into things at the same time. What kind of stuff do you find yourself, because you weren't really one to ever be guilted or suffer fools, what gets you?
No, so I mean, I don't care what people think. I basically just feel guilty, like, about everything. So I just think I'm a bad mum. If it's cold out and my kids don't have a jumper, I think they're going to get pneumonia and it's my fault. If I don't take them outside, then I feel like they're not getting any vitamin D and that's my fault.
Oh, rickets.
If I give them crap for dinner, they'll eat it. But if I give them good food for dinner, they don't eat it. So do I send them to bed hungry? Then I feel guilt that they're starving. But if I give them the crap food they eat, then I'm giving them crap food.
You give it to them for breakfast, don't you? I mean, that was the way it was with us.
You know, Brooke, like my wife, I've seen this and, it's the whole thing I try to say because I'm glad to hear that you say, I don't care what other people think or whatnot, but it's not always that easy for a lot of women,
right.
Like they might go out and they're grocery shopping or something. And there was one thing that happened in particular with my wife when she was out grocery shopping and our daughter suffers from a bit of eczema and a woman in the supermarket came up to her and said, oh, isn't she gorgeous? It's just a shame about the eczema.
Ooh,
right?
And do people actually walk up to you and say things like that? Because I would punch them in the face.
No kidding, right? And it was one of those things where she came home and she told me about it. And instead of being all like, how dare she say something like, she goes, I feel guilty, you know, like, is it my fault that she's got these things because I breastfeed and all that sort of stuff? And it's, you know what, it's just silly guilts that mums feel, I think.
Oh, my kid has an egg allergy, and I've had 10 different people tell me, oh, it's because you had this when you were pregnant, it's because you did this. The guilt is rife. It's around. It's definitely there.
Wow. The thing is that you all sort of, there's so much more hooking up these days online and, you know, at mothers' groups and things with all the swapping of stories, which is great, but perhaps sometimes too much swapping of stories, and then everyone starts to think, oh, am I on track? What are you? Lift your neck up, kiddo. Thing down the road had theirs done yesterday, and, you know.
Oh, I think we just want our kids to be perfect, and I feel like back in my parents' day, my mum just wanted me to survive the day so she could have a wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
And we survived, Brooke, so take something from that.
Hey, Brooke, thanks
for myself a wine.
Thanks for joining us on the show.
No worries.
And where can people hear Bad Mums?
We are launching soon, so have a look out on Facebook for Bad Mums.
Before we get to our guest, we'll bring you in on the story. Yesterday, you would have heard us talk about a bloke who got free nuggets for a year after he tweeted a company in the US who does nuggets called Wendy's and said,
we have Wendy's here, but they just do the ice creams and...
ice creams and hot dogs. Mm-hmm. He said, at Wendy's, how many retweets for a year's supply of nuggets? And they were like 18 million. Anyway, 3.5 million retweets later, they're like, you know what? That's enough. You've surpassed Ellen from the 2014 selfie.
Wow.
Yep. In retweets, most retweeted tweet of all time. Don't worry. Here you go. Here's a year's supply of nuggets.
The elite of retweet.
I was like, what a great idea.
Of course you did.
Nando's, my chicken of choice, Lise.
I know.
Tweeted them word for word what that bloke tweeted Wendy's. They got back to me and they said 18 million.
Word for word.
Word
Wendy's
for
response.
Word.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Consider it done, I said. And that's why we have Kath Palfreyman, who is the PR manager of Nando's, on the line. It is so good to speak to you. This is a dream come true for me, Kath.
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa and Pete.
Kath, I feel like I must actually vouch for Pete. He does have a lifelong affiliation with Nando's. He talks about it often and is, some kind of self-professed Nando's Grand Poobah?
Yeah, Grand Poobah. I would say the your royal finest, I'd say.
Finest.
Yeah,
your royal finest.
At least that's what the guys at the Nando's Mayhem Association, which is the crew of weekly Nando's get together as that we are.
Did you know this goes on, Kat?
Yeah.
I didn't know, but I feel that we should know about this, and I love the name as well.
Yes, there's an underground, and he is their king.
The Nando's Mayhem Association is, just to bring you in, Kath, is a weekly or a monthly get-together of us Nando's enthusiasts, and it's a whole chicken fiesta buy-in. Extra hot. We vote people onto the council and off the council, depending on how, you know, well they do with the whole chicken. And so far, it's been good.
Oh, nice. Brilliant. And are there any secret hacks that you have amongst this Nando's Mayhem Association?
No, it's really just about enjoying
each other.
He really
loves the chicken.
Over chicken. It really is. But it's magnificent. But look, the retweets, we're up to 102 retweets.
Woo-hoo!
Now.
Kath. Whoa.
Yeah.
That is, look, that's
18 million
more than
sites.
You had an hour ago.
Well, that's right.
So are we dead set on here, Kath? If I hit 18 million retweets, good luck. free Nando's barbecue thigh fillers for a year. What do you reckon?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think you're so close, so close. Yeah. What is it? 17,999,898 away. So I think within the next 24 hours, I reckon you could get that. A man of your stature.
We're well on our way.
We are stepping up our attack on this. I mean, so far those 100 people are in that club that he eats with at Nando's.
Yeah.
But beyond that, we're really going to take it and spread out the word across the country, across the world.
Yeah. I feel the guy obviously in the States broke a record, so you need to break a record, Pete, to make it. What can we do? What record can we break, do you think?
We need to get past the 3.5 million mark of that record, obviously, and break his
Maybe we need to choose a new record.
Mm. Okay. Well, have you got a record in mind? It sounds like you've got a record in mind.
No. This is classy chicken.
I don't think that far, but I thought between you and your listeners, there'd have to be something.
How about 102 retweets?
Maybe.
About 103 and I get him on Ellen DeGeneres, the Ellen show to be interviewed about it.
You know what? I reckon realistically, it, like in Australia, obviously it's a smaller market. Perth, smaller market. Would you settle for 100,000 retweets?
Yeah, I think 100,000 is a pretty good figure.
Seeing as you introduced the word realistically, do you think that in the light of the way things go, yesterday would probably have been at its most frenzied at the beginning and now it will go down like that? So 100, have we peaked?
No, I don't think so. I think we're good. I think we've got some really great people waiting in the wings. I mean, you know, we've got great support
chicken
from
wings.
Like,
you've
good
got
one.
Thighs. The thighs, the limit.
Matzo's beer, you know, Mundaring Police retweeted us. So we've got some really great support there. Is there anything that Nando's itself, like, have you got any great contacts maybe, Kath, that you can get in touch with some people higher ups, maybe famous? Oh, my God.
Oh, speak of the devil.
What is this?
That's Nando's chicken delivery.
Oh, did you have something to do with this, Kath?
Oh, look, we did. We thought there is no better way to get that inspiration up for you and the rest of the team than to deliver some Nando's into the studio now. So.
Oh, Kath, barbecue thaw. What are those?
They're chips, Pete.
No, they're chicken meat. They're chicken meatballs.
There's barbecue thighs, of course, some chips as well with the peri salt because you can't go past that.
Well, couple he's happy now, he's won.
Kath, can I just tell you, right?
Yeah.
14 years ago, I had my first ever roadrunner shift. People in Perth will know what a roadrunner is if they listen to the radio. Yeah. And our first ever place that we did the roadrunners from was a Nando's, and that's how I was introduced to it. And it's been just a beautiful relationship ever since.
I can feel the love in your voice.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he's not kidding. Mm-mm. All right, well, Kath, wish us well. We'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
If you've got any contacts that you can get, I mean, it can go worldwide.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
It's got to do better than Wendy's.
We'll put it out through our friends as well.
So all right.
We'll make sure.
Excellent.
We'll try and get you across the line, Pete.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So we're chasing 100,000 retweets, all right? That's the figure there. I think we can do it. Katie Skinner at KTS Photography, who just retweeted 33 seconds ago, she said you can do it. She believes in us as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Katie. I think that's 106 retweets. It's great. And the hashtag thighs for Pete will go down a treat as well. So
there we go. All right.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks. Thank you for dinner.
Our pleasure.
Thanks for joining us, Kath Palfreyman, the PR manager of Nando's Australia, and we will do our best to make this happen. We really appreciate it.
Good luck.
All right, so there you go. There it is, right? 100,000 retweets is what we're chasing. If you go to Twitter, at Pete Corelli, PeteCurulli, likes are as good as Monopoly money. They don't work for this, all right? We need retweets. You'll see it as the pinned tweet. And we need as many retweets as we possibly can.
Tweet,
let's make this
retweet,
happen.
Retweet, repeat.
And you know what? Enough sort of retweets, 100,000 retweets, barbecue thigh fillets for a year. Like, there's enough there, even if, like, it was a one-day thing where we could just put on a massive get-together and spread at, like, the city or something like that. You know, I like to share the love, Lise. All right.
Willy Wonka with this, aren't
I
you?
I am. I really am. Okay, so let's make this happen.
Nando's, you've gone off the Twitter thing. You've just got
get to Twitter. And please retweet barbecue thigh fillets for Pete because it's just going to be a magic thing and we'll all share in it.
Oh, will we?
Not right now, but, you know.
Oh, what a beauty. Talking footy with Dennis Kennedy for Automasters.
Like a cork in the ocean over his head.
It's time to talk tips for round eight. Hello, Dennis Kometty.
It's all incremental, isn't it?
How about that? He's incrementally launching this whole campaign. You must have been fascinated by that little chat then, Den.
I took most of it in. I was listening, but at the same time scribbling. I'm just sort of getting my teams together here, my thoughts.
Exactly how I cope on this side of the desk.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Good to have you back, Den, as well. We'll get into the tips straight away. Tomorrow night, West Coast hosting the Bulldogs. You'll hear it live here on Mix 94.5.
McGuinness and Duggan come in for the West Coast Eagles. Good chance for them to win. There's been some hard campaigning as far as the Bulldogs have been concerned in recent weeks. It may catch up with them tomorrow night.
I still haven't forgiven them for the Peter Sumich thing. I'll let it go one day, but not yet. I hold quite a grudge.
You're talking about last year.
No, I'm talking about last century. You remember?
You remember the 90s, Den?
Oh, the 90s.
Yes.
I thought we were talking about the elimination final last year.
I hold quite a grudge, Ted.
Well, you work your way around to the elimination final of last year after you let go of the past century.
Yeah. Okay.
Saturday, right. Hawthorn and Brisbane.
Hawthorn for me. Never quite sure which Hawthorn will turn up, but I think they should win that.
It's a bit like that with St Kilda at the moment too. St Kilda v Carlton.
Yes, well, they're a pretty good side, St Kilda. I think they'll win that one. They get a couple of good players back too. And Carlton had a good win last week, but St Kilda for me.
Yep.
GWS and Collingwood.
What about Lachie Whitfield? Straight back into the team. Hasn't played a game this year after a hefty suspension, but in he comes, so they should win against Collingwood. Of course, big story coming out of this game, Scott Pendlebury has made contingency plans because he and his wife Alex are expecting a baby over the weekend, and they're playing in Sydney.
So
he might have to leave the ground. This takes me back to the 60s. Players used to do this. Getting married, they'd leave the ground at three-quarter time.
Yeah, and
to rousing applause.
And I've heard
the wireless up to their ear.
Some broadcasters saying, "No, it's not good enough." Well, I'm sorry, but it's your child being born into this world. Let him go.
And he's got to deal with his wife for the rest of his life. So I think he'd be leaving. Will there be any fuss with Lou in this game this weekend?
GWS should win, despite what Pendlebury does or his wife does.
Yeah.
I miss both of mine, so I can't say very much. I can't cast the first stone.
Oh, you've made up for it. Essendon and Geelong.
This is a tough one for me. There's a doubt about Joel Selwood. I can't get a handle on Geelong at all. Essendon good last week at times against the Dockers. I've gone with Geelong, but with no confidence.
Adelaide and Melbourne for the last one on Saturday.
Well, Adelaide got thrashed by North Melbourne last week. Hard to understand that, but they should bounce back and beat the Demons.
All right, Sunday we have Fremantle versus Richmond. Versus Fremantle, to be technical.
Well, Fremantle were good last week. They played some good footy. Mm-hmm. I think the weather helped them. Interesting when you look at the combination in this side or what could develop. If Subban and Pierce play in this game, the Dockers are virtually back to the side they had in round two. Now, this started all the rebuild, but slowly but steadily, some of these older players are slipping back into the team. So it does say there's not a lot of depth at Fremantle. Anyway, I'm going for the Tigers. I think Fremantle will give a good account of themselves, but maybe not good enough.
Gold Coast and Port Adelaide.
In China. Well, both sides have... outstanding, spotless form in China. I don't know how you'd go with this one. Can you imagine what the Chinese will make of this?
I just can't believe they didn't take the Eagles or the Dockers to China. And North Melbourne versus Sydney on Sunday.
Sydney for me. North Melbourne had a great win last week, but Sydney.
It's one on, one off.
Good on you, Dan. Thank you very much, mate. Always a pleasure to catch up with you for the round for footy tipping.
Good to talk. Have a good weekend.
You too, Dennis. Bye.
Bye.
So, see you later, mate. And Lisa, of course, this for Automasters. Get centimetre perfect service and repairs at any of their 42 branches. Call 1300 Automasters.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete. Made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.
Lisa and Pete aren't just made in Perth. They're local legends. Nominate a real local legend in your community to say thanks. See the Perslow and Tipper Funeral website to find out more.